Welcome to Yes You Can with Reverend Tony Bain, retired Dean of Unity School for Religious Studies and founder of Awakening Awareness Ministries. Yes is the creative pulse of life. It is all around us and within us. Right understanding of the power of yes has the capacity to open our minds and hearts to infinite possibility and potential and turn our intentions into living realities. Now here's the host of Yes You Can, Reverend Tony.
Hello, friends. This is Reverend Tony Boehm. And as our announcer just said, this is Yes You Can. We know that YES is your empowerment system. YES stands for your empowerment system and your energetic source. And when you're aligned, friends, with that creative pulse of the universe, you set an intention in that field and your highest and best cannot help but be realized. So we are about saying yes to life, saying yes to our passion and to our possibilities. And what is in the center of passion and possibility? I is in the center of passion and possibility. I, meaning you, must have to take the first step. Well, today we have two people with us who have said yes to their passion and to their possibility and have taken that step. We're going to be embarking today on a journey of expanded awareness called Beyond Belief. It is an innovative film that reveals the roles and beliefs and that the subconscious mind plays in creating our experiences. We're going to uncover the source of our limiting beliefs that stop us from having what we want. So we have here today, and I know I'm going to just kill his name, Jim Holznick and Becky Hayes. Becky is the producer and educator. And Jim is also the producer. Jim produced his first documentary in 1994 while he was living in Russia. And over the past 15 years, he's written and produced and directed several award-winning documentaries, as well as educational and training videos. So, my friends, would you help me welcome Jim and Becky? Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Tony?
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Becky, hi. Do we not have Becky online there? All right, we had her a few minutes ago. So, Jim, let us just start. Can you just briefly describe your background? And then if Becky gets back on, great, we'll have her describe hers. But if you would just describe yours and then describe Becky's if she doesn't get back on.
Sure. So my background is I've been, as you had mentioned in the intro there, I've been in video production for about since 1994. I produced my first educational documentary while living in Russia in 1994 and then came back to the States and then worked for PBS for a couple of years doing educational programming for them, industrial training programs. And then about 5 years ago, I started a educational production company where I produce educational films for colleges and universities. And then 2 years ago is when we started the production for Beyond Belief in the spring of 2008.
And so, Jim, what was the motivate? Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about Becky since we don't have her online yet.
Yeah, sure. So Becky Hayes is the co-producer of Beyond Belief. And Becky has a variety of video experience. She has worked over 15 years in video. She owned her own production company here in Austin, Texas, for I think over 10 years. She ended up selling that company to an advertising company, and then has worked a lot in hypnotherapy and NLP, and is an advanced practitioner in those and a master practitioner in NLP and does hypnotherapy with clients. We actually had met at an NLP conference in Dallas, and it's just kind of unusual because we were both filmmakers from Austin, and when we both stood up and talked about our backgrounds, we both thought that was interesting that two filmmakers from Austin were up in Dallas doing this NLP conference, and I just had a feeling that we'd be, working together in some capacity at that point, and I didn't know what it what that was going to look like exactly, but just felt like we were going to, you know, work together. And sure enough, in 2008, you know, we'd both been, inspired, by the films such as The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know? And, you know, in my case, you know, I really felt that The Secret did a great job in exposing people to the concept of, you know, the law of attraction and the power of your thoughts and creating your experience. But, you know, I think both Becky and I wanted to take a deeper cut at the manifestation and law of attraction conversation and actually look at subconscious beliefs and look at the role that our limiting beliefs play in creating our experience and the role that our subconscious mind, you know, can play in creating our experience. And so that's really when we both started this journey in 2008 in the spring and began the interviews and whatnot in the summer of 2008.
Now, Beyond Belief is based upon the fact that you are wanting people to know that they can go beyond the limiting beliefs that they hold in their subconscious mind that have been created by their experiences of life. That's what I'm hearing you say, because that is the title, Beyond Belief.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's really, you know, like a lot of us don't have an idea of just how powerful we are. And it's just a matter of expanding our capabilities and going beyond what we really think is possible. So often we have some beliefs that are limiting, that are stored in our subconscious mind that, you know, can prevent us from realizing our full potential. And so really this film is about looking at the mechanics of that and then also looking at, you know, enabling people to have the tools to really go beyond what they think is possible.
So tell me who you enrolled in this film to support your vision. Who are some of the people that are involved in this film?
Yeah, so we in the spring of 2008, we started making connections with various you know, spiritual leaders, different success coaches, law of attraction, yes, scientists, healers, people in a wide variety of professions, and really looking at this subject of, you know, the subconscious mind and our beliefs. So, you know, we've interviewed people like Joe Vitale, who's in the movie The Secret, Jack Canfield, also in the movie The Secret, Marcy Shymoff, Bob Doyle, all of them were in The Secret, as well as, Julia Cameron, who, interesting both for Becky and I, you know, she was one of the inspirations for us to be in video production. And she was the author of The Artist's Way and has helped a lot of people in overcoming their beliefs about their own creativity. Elaine Hendricks and Amit Goswami from, What the Bleep Do We Know? And then just a variety of, as I mentioned, of, scientists, healers, such as Jonathan Ellerby, Darren Weissman, Judith Orloff, who specializes in intuition. Several others. We were just, you know, I think it really speaks to their commitment for making a difference for others. When we approached them with this idea, they were just very open and receptive and, you know, generously, you know, donated their time to be interviewed and be on the program. Because of their commitment, as I mentioned, you know, to make a difference for people. And so really, I think their collective voice really speaks a lot about their commitment and what the show is about.
So will you just give a brief description of what the show is about in very lay terms? I mean, we've talked about the subconscious mind. So why would somebody want to buy this film?
Hi, well, Tony.
Hey, Becky. Oh, no. Oh, great. Well, Jim, just hold that question for a moment. So this is Becky Hayes. Becky is the co-producer. Becky, Jim told us a little bit about you. Is there anything that you want to add to it?
No, I think he covered it pretty well. The way we met and got into this project was really synchronistic. The whole process just really feels like it was guided. as he explained at our NLP practitioner, I had no intention of making videos ever again, but this whole process just led us to this path. So
great, great.
Sometimes you have to be opening to saying yes, even when you don't.
Especially when you've just said no. No one wants to do that anymore. And next thing you know, the universe opens all the doors and says, ha, that's what you think. And so now go through this. So Becky, you have a rich spiritual background in that, or it seems to be from your bio, that you have been in neurolinguistics programming and emotional freedom techniques, hypnosis, Reiki, which means that you're really into the mind-body energy work.
That's right. I am now. I haven't always been that way. I've always been creative, but the spiritual path, I would say, has been one that I was on and didn't realize I was on it at the time until I got to where I am and at some point realized. But as Jim mentioned, Julia Cameron was really instrumental in that. She relates creativity to spirituality, which is something I really like. It opened up not only my creativity, but the spiritual side as well.
Very good. Very good. And Jim, what's your spiritual journey been like?
Well, mine too has been, you know, a connection between creativity and spirit. And I think also just, you know, I've always been a seeker, and you know, it's not some place to ever like get to. It's just a place to basically just be in the inquiry and it's, for me, it's just always a quest ongoing, to just learn and seek and grow help you provide that for others as well. And that's really what it's been about for me, is sort of just lifelong learning, creativity, and just connecting with. I had some personal losses last year. I lost my mom, and then 3 years before that, I lost my sister. And that really, I guess, was a big eye opener and a wake up call to really, seek the path, the spiritual path with velocity, and just really, going deep into that, just because you just never know, you know, this life here is short and you just don't know.
Yes. And even when you think you do know, and then it's something like that that becomes the catalyst that moves you forward in a really creative spurt. So I started to ask you, Jim, tell me a little bit about the content of the film. And then I'd like to know the address that where can people buy this film?
Yeah. So The film is at www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com.
So let's go back to the content. Give me some practical insights into what's in the content.
Well, the content, the film looks at what we call limiting beliefs, which are often unconscious or not in our conscious awareness. And these are beliefs, programs that we've been programmed growing up with that can block us or stop us. So one of those strengths, I think, of the film is how it explains and goes into that. And then it offers tools that are available and how you can change and remove those blocks. And originally, I thought the tools would be the strong point, and it's great to bring awareness to those tools. But the way it all came together from all the speakers, I think what's really useful is how it explains, makes people aware of how your beliefs can empower you or disempower you. They can, you know, they can make you say, yes, I can, or no, I can't do that. That's not possible for me. And so if you're saying, no, that's not possible, I can't do that, is to look at why. A lot of times that comes from beliefs that you're not even consciously aware you have or where they came from. And this
Great.
Film helps to explain how that works and how you can keep the beliefs that are working for you, making your life work, but change the ones that are not.
And so can you give me an example of something like that, of one of the beliefs that you talk about on the film, or of some limiting beliefs, and maybe some specific and then some general examples?
A really common one now that a lot of people have is that because they talk about the economy, and the economy creates all this environment and situation, and so things are not possible. And whatever you believe about the economy, people often believe it's truth, but it's, or it's fact or reality, but it's a belief. So it may be true that you got laid off yesterday, but then the beliefs you make about that and the meaning you give to it, your choice, where to go, what's the next step that I take? And that would be an example of it. A real common beliefs that people have they're not aware of are beliefs about not being good enough, not deserving, and not being worthy. And those are often at a real subconscious level that we're not aware of. If you ask someone, they would say, no, I don't even believe. Of course I don't believe that about myself. But it's unconscious. And so it affects what you do in the world when you have that belief at an unconscious level.
Great.
And so someone invites you to, maybe you get an offer to become a manager at work or take on a teaching position or something like that, but you think, no, I can't do that, but you don't even know really why you're saying no instead of saying yes.
And why you're saying no, because you just don't understand, you don't know. Well, we're going to be getting ready to go into a break, and then we'll be back with Jim and Becky. So Jim or Becky, let me start with Jim. Do you want to just say one thing that for you wraps up this segment?
Sure. I mean, I think that, as Becky mentioned, there's a lot of things that might go on in the background without our awareness that keep us from being a yes in life. And I think really it behooves us, each and one of us, to be a full expression of who we are, to get in touch with what those things are that, you know, maybe have us say no before we, as a knee-jerk reaction, before we even really, maybe there's something that we really want to say yes to. So really investigate that, and this movie helps to actually get that for people to be able to access the yes that's inside of them.
Great. Becky, anything you want to do? We're going to be hearing the music in just a moment. Anything you want to say as we begin to wrap up this first segment?
The one way to begin to look at your beliefs and what you'd like to say yes to is to think about, if there were one thing that were possible in your life that you don't believe right now is possible, what would that be?
Okay, one thing possible. So friends, we're here with Jim Holsnick and Becky Hayes, the producers of Beyond Belief. And it is now time for a station break. This is Reverend Tony Boehm, and we will be coming back to hear more about Beyond Belief. Remember, you can get Beyond Belief at www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com. So this is Reverend Tony Boehm. This is Yes, You Can, and we shall return.
We now return to Yes, You Can.
Hello, this is Reverend Tony Boehm, and this is Yes, You Can. And what we know is, yes, friends, you can be all that you were meant to be. You can do whatever is in your heart that's calling you to do. And there is one more step, though. You must move your feet. You must take action. Saying yes is not enough. There must be some intentional action that's put with the yes. And so today we're looking at an intentional action that producer Jim Holsnick and Becky Hayes said yes to. It is a movie beyond belief. It's a movie beyond The Secret. And Jim and Becky started filming this in 2008, and it came out at Christmas. And so we have been talking with Jim and Becky about this, and we've been talking about the idea that we each have living within our interior subconscious mind, limiting beliefs that have been created by the experiences of our lives. And then we give them great meaning. One of the things as a teacher that I love to say to classes is, life has only the meaning you give it. Think about that. Life has only the meaning you give it. So it's the same as one man's trash is another man's treasure. Some things that we don't value, other people do, and things that we do value, other people don't. So that's what that whole idea of life has only the meaning we give it. And so Jim and Becky decided to take this concept and put some feet on it and created a movie called Beyond Belief with lots of interesting folks in it. Now, Jim, you were telling us a story on break, if you would tell it again, about this friend of yours who said yes. So would you tell us that story?
Sure. Yeah, I have a really dear friend of mine who, is finding that there was a lot of, he wasn't really living life fully the way that he wanted to. And one of the coaching tips that he got was to be a yes to everything that came up in that week. He was to say yes to. And of course, this initially produced some, reaction from him, but he took the coaching and he took it on. And he said that it was one of the most transformative weeks of his life. In fact, he ended up being a request to be in a seminar. He said yes to, and that was a seminar where he met his wife, and now they just had a baby boy. And so it's just really, it's amazing. Once, as you mentioned, Tony, once you start being a yes to life and taking responsibility for that, we actually mentioned that in the film, responsibility and being intentional is really one of the first steps for anyone to utilize tools and to make significant changes in their life. And so, it took my friend that step to say yes and to honor that each time that an opportunity came up. And I think for each of us, that's the objective, is to have that for ourselves and to be responsible and to be intentional.
And I think intention is a very important word and concept, because what we know is that that this idea of intention, where you give your attention will help you create your intention, because, if your intention is to say yes, that's where you will put your attention, and that will then move the direction of the mind in that way. And that's very important, because we do have these neural pathways in the brain, as we heard last week from our speakers, that have been created by those old beliefs and those old perceptions. And if we want to be about changing these beliefs and perceptions, then we really need to be about doing something to do that, by creating new intentions, by saying yes to something else. But the gift, Jim and Becky, that I did not realize, and that I found out last week from this neurophysicist that was on, is that, it only takes 10 minutes to start creating new neural pathways. Now, you have to practice, you have to keep it going, but you can actually start to create changes within 10 minutes.
Yeah, one of the people in the film, Sandra Ann Taylor, talks about that too. It doesn't take a lot, just a little bit, each day to cause huge, you can make huge differences, huge shifts, by just, doing little things. And that's, quantum physics is kind of about that. And that's what you can actually, do for yourself. Just small practice every day.
Truly, because, neurons that fire together wire together. I mean, so that when you change your mind, you change your brain, and when you change the neural pathways in the brain, it changes your mind. It's like this spiraling circle that evolves. And I just find that so fascinating, so that the mental activity, just even the sweet small step of saying yes to something, because life is a hologram. When in this holographic aspect of life, you change one little piece down in the corner of the hologram, and it'll reflect through the whole. of your life just by saying yes to something simple. And that's because you begin to create those new neural pathways. And so that's one of the reasons we want to be very careful, and we teach this in Unity, about our thoughts, because even fleeting thoughts and feelings can leave a lasting mark on our brain. I said fleeting, but if there are thoughts that either come through every once in a while or that we're always holding about, I can't do this, and one of you two mentioned earlier, I'm not enough. I think it was Becky mentioned, I'm not enough. Those thoughts are what creates the neural pathways. And that's when we say that neurons that fire together wire together, because what you're actually doing is creating a pathway that's going to then be something that will draw back to you. So I go ahead, Becky. I'm sorry.
I love your little saying there, that fire together, wire together. That's great. That's perfect. And you had asked about these tools earlier about how they're different from other tools. And that is what a lot of these tools in the documentary do. They actually do make changes in your neural pathways. When I sold my video company, I started a practice as a practitioner using some of these tools in the documentary, and that's what I thought I would be doing for the rest of my life before I came back into this project. But so I've worked with people in private session and used some of these tools, and so I get to actually experience it happening and, you know, see the changes that it's making. And it is very quick. Like you said, in 10 minutes, some of these exercises are very quick and short, and they make dramatic changes very fast. And people feel them. That's one way they know they're working. They actually feel different after they do the work.
And what's so interesting about that is that we're actually wired, believe it or not, we're wired for negativity because of the survival mechanism of the brain. So that when we find new thought and we find things like Beyond Belief, the movie that you're making, and our mind starts to say, ah, now here's a new concept. Here's something that I think I can believe in. By just shifting that little bit, we can begin to make changes. And, you know, it typically takes about 5 positive interactions to overcome 1 negative. That's why it's so important with the power of our words. And what it is that we are paying attention to and creating as intention. Now, Becky, you mentioned some tools that are in the program. Can you give us an example of one of these tools?
Sure. There are several tools in the documentary, and in fact, Jim and I used them throughout the process of making the documentary, which was a new experience for me, and I think it was for Jim too, and how I used to make videos. And it's a very different process. I liked it very much. But some of the tools that we used, even the basic tools, such as being present, being in the moment, and following your intuition, I think that really helped us. There were so many synchronicities in how the film came together. And to follow your intuition, to me, the first thing you have to do is to become quiet and to be present, to be able to even tune into that. But so many synchronicities came together when we did that we never would have guessed. Even when we came across many challenges through and technical difficulties through the process, but applying those tools made it much easier, and things sometimes turned out even better than we would have expected. And so being present, that's one of the first tools that we put in the documentary, because until you're aware of what's happening, until you become aware of what's working and not working in your life, you can't do anything to change it. So that's the first step.
And that's interesting, because that's a universal, almost across, whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, New Thought, that idea of being present. We call it in Unity self-observation. that idea that we must be about observing ourselves honestly. Mr. Fillmore calls it, he says that self-honesty, self-observation is the prelude to Christ consciousness, and that's what we call it, the Christ consciousness, so that without that activity of self-observation, being really in this present moment, being able to look at this idea oh, yes, I am angry. Oh, yes, I am uptight. Oh, yes, that did bother me that that person cut in front of me. But do I have to react to it? Do I have to react to it? No, I have other choices.
That's right. Sometimes just the awareness alone will dissipate the energy and change it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And when it doesn't, when you're aware and you still can't change it, sometimes that's where there's some kind of unconscious program. When I say programs, it's just like a computer. You have programs that run your computer. Several of the programs we have are programmed in us by the time we're 5 years old, so we don't even remember what they are. Most of them are useful, like how to cross the street and how to know to stay out of danger and how to identify cat and dog and the difference between things. But sometimes programs get dropped in that are not so useful by accident, that make us feel bad about ourselves so that we're not good enough or not worthy. And so even when you're aware of something not working and you try and try and change it and it won't change, that's when these other tools help, because they make, like you were talking about, the neural pathways that we've built up doing what we don't want to do, it can help to change those at an unconscious level. And it's very fast.
And it is fast. Just the idea of the moment you awake to being present, the moment you awake to being awake and to practicing self-observation. And one of the things that I say at the beginning of the opening of this program is that yes is your empowerment system. It is your energetic source, because in those moments where we awake to some new information, we're actually saying yes to doing things differently. And so, Jim, what do you have to say about this?
Yeah, well, I think that, our behavior is unconscious. Things that we do or don't do, automatic no maybe or something like that is unconscious. You know, oftentimes, you know, we don't think first, I'm going to do this and this and this. We just, something happens and we react. And really, so for long lasting change to occur, it really needs to happen at the unconscious level to really change the wiring basically at the unconscious level so that we can manifest and create what we want, so that we're aligned, so our conscious intentions are aligned with our subconscious programs and our subconscious beliefs. When that happens, then we really can be a yes and to life and really create what is that we want to create and manifest basically how we were when we were born, our birthright of, accomplishing the things that we are here to do. So, I think that really, starts with that and being, addressing the change at an unconscious level rather than just consciously. That's one of the reasons we wanted to, do this film, because, the law of attraction, as we mentioned, was great. A movie like The Secret was great, but the deeper cut is really, if you're thinking something consciously, but it's not happening, something's not occurring for you, you have a goal, but you're thinking about it consciously and it's not happening, chances are that there's sub-program that's a subconscious program that's keeping you from getting what you want. One of the people that we interviewed, Bruce Lipton, the author of Biology of Belief, talks a lot about that. In fact, in the film, he talks about, our life is really a printout of our subconscious mind. Whatever's not working is likely due to a program that's in there that's going to keep us from getting what we want. So it really behooves each of us to get in touch with those, find out what they are, and if they're serving us, great. If they're not, then having the tools to change those programs.
And we have those tools, I know in Unity that some of the tools that we use are things such as denials and affirmations. We use the power of forgiveness. We use the idea of learning to meditate, to quiet, to still the mind, then we use the practice of self-observation. We use the tools of journaling. Were there tools that movie that specifically that they gave for people to do these types to be able to begin to change their beliefs?
The movie covers a variety of tools, and that everything you just listed is similar to many of the tools that are in the documentary. Like, to me, being present, a lot of those help with that. Meditation, journaling. Julia Cameron, I don't know if you're familiar with her morning pages. It's a form of journaling tool. And so it includes those, and then it includes other tools. Like, it explains those. It's basically an introduction, but explains about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, EFT, emotional freedom technique, and timeline, and other tools. That some of those tools are specific really for changing unconscious beliefs at an unconscious level, which I think being aware is too. Being present is a way to do that. Sometimes just being present alone shifts it, and self-observation.
And
one of the things, one of the things you were talking about earlier, intention and attention. And the other part too, that was really important in the making of this documentary is the no tension part, where I really like to, I'm equating that with non-attachment. So we have we obviously have goals and have objectives, but we're not attached to the outcome. And that for both Becky and I throughout the production of the film was really huge, to not, to like just trust that the universe has a better idea oftentimes than we as individuals do of how it should unfold and play out. And for us to constantly try to force our agenda down the universe is not often the best formula. So being non-attached is really key.
Well, thank you. And it's time again for another station break. We will be back with Jim Holsnick and Becky Hayes talking more about Beyond Belief. This is Reverend Tony Boehm, and this is Yes You Can. And remember, you can go to www.beyondbeliefthemovie.com. All right, we shall be back in a moment. Thank you, friends, for being with us today.
We now return to Yes You Can.
Hello, folks. This is Reverend Tony Boehm, and this is Yes You Can. And we're here today talking about Beyond Belief. And so let's go back to our co-host today, Jim and Becky. And Becky, you were saying that you have another story that comes from the making of the film. So why don't you share that with us?
Well, in the process of making the film, like we mentioned, we use these tools ourselves throughout the process, which I think really helped. And being present was one of the tools, self-observation. And one of the things I noticed about myself when you're letting go of old habits was one of my old habits from the past was I tend to attract drama into my life. And it's like, you know how this drama happens? You're like, where did it come from? It's like, you created it. You attracted it to you. And so I had somewhat of an awareness that I did that and probably some gain from doing that, but I still did it. And that came up along with all the challenges and difficulties with some of the people that we were working with, which I won't go into specifics, and I told Jim about this. And so just by being present and being aware, I was noticing it even as it was happening, and then noticing that the choices I was making and following my intuition, I knew by which choice I was going to make in the moment that I would either attract more of that and bring it back to my life. It was just a given that was going to happen, or I could let it go. And so it was kind of funny because even through our interview process and the production process, at one point Jim and I were sitting in a car in the parking lot, and I knew it was the wrong decision. And Jim just turned to me and said, Becky, what are you doing? You know, this is your habit you're letting go of. And so we have choice there. And by tuning into your intuition, if you follow it, it will lead you you know, guide you to the better path. But the first thing is to become aware and then to tune into that intuition and follow it.
And the interesting thing is that we can become aware. Self-observation is kind of, as you had said, that first step on the path. That idea of intuition, which you have mentioned, and Mr. Fillmore says that intuition is our natural knowing capacity. It's the inner knowing, the immediate apprehension of spiritual truth without resort to intellectual means. You know, that takes a little longer to really hone that skill. That's something that you hone through the activity of meditation and making, I like to call them conscious choices. When you were in the car that moment, Jim was asking you to make a conscious choice and not to slip back into unconscious choices that draw to you the drama that you had gotten caught up in before. And what we know about intuition is that it's very much a sure guidance than the head, but you have to recognize when you're getting those little intuitive hits or those intuitive nudges. And Mr. Fillmore also says that through the power of our intuition, we literally have access to all the knowledge in the world. One of the things that Carolyn Mace says years ago is that the root of our intuitive ability comes from having a strong sense of self-esteem. Now, if you think about that, I find that that's really an interesting statement, that the root of our intuitive ability comes from having a strong sense of self-esteem. But if you think about it, it makes sense, because when a person has a low sense of self-esteem, they're more vulnerable to the negative opinions in others and are usually in a quandary as to what to do next. So I know that in the movie that you focused on intuition. So tell me anything you'd like to share about intuition. And Jim, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so one of the interesting, obviously Judith Orloff, whose specialty is intuition. Another person who is interesting, who uses intuition a lot, who prior to doing the interviews didn't really think that he would have, or I didn't know that much about his use of intuition, was Jack Canfield. And, you know, Jack has had a great little thing that we can all kind of do on a daily moment-to-moment basis, and that's just check in with ourselves. And, you know, if you're feeling alive, if you're feeling enthusiastic, if you're feeling inspired in your gut or somewhere in your body, that's positive indication that you're on course. If you're feeling sick, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling drained, if you're around people that bring you down, whatever that is, that's an indication on the other side that it's not that you're off course, or that maybe something's not aligned with your highest and best self. And so really a matter of, it's just a matter of checking in and getting in touch with that. I think that's so important for each of us to do on a daily basis. And then to trust ourselves. You mentioned, self-esteem, and just that function of that is really trusting ourselves and trusting those feelings when we get them and acting on them. I think the more that you do that, the more you trust and then act and honor those feelings, the more that you'll get. It's kind of opening up those pathways you talked about. You know, it's the more that you exercise that, the more that you'll probably be given intuitive messages. But if you, disregard them and don't honor them, don't listen to them, then it's almost like, well, okay, then, what's the point type of thing? And you won't get them as much. So that's I think the important thing for each of us to do, as well as just check in and really honor those when they occur.
Great. And that's so important. And so, Becky, do you have anything to add about intuition?
Well, yeah, what's interesting about it to me, and even with the self-esteem, is that, like with the tool NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, that deals with your visual, sound, what you hear, and what you feel. And when people get intuitions, I think everyone gets them. They get them different ways. Some people might actually see a vision or see something, or some people may hear just a thought in their head and they think it's their own thought. it's an idea, or some people might just get a feeling, but it's to pay attention and start becoming aware of that. And even with self-esteem, like, it's to distinguish that, what's an intuition, from what I would call a limiting belief. Because sometimes you might decide to take action, and then something tells you, no, don't do that. And is that your intuition guiding you, or is that really an unconscious belief that's fear-based? And the way I think you can tell the difference, like Jim said, is how you feel about it. Because intuitions, I think Judith Orloff says this in the documentary, that they don't have that negative feeling attached. They don't have a bad feeling attached to it. And when you can get calm and present and quiet, you can tune into that.
Very good. Very good. And that is true, that truly when we're in that intuitive space, there's a knowing that comes with it. There's a clarity. I would call that knowing a clarity, that this is the direction to go. And many times for me, I found that intuition. I get those intuitive nudges that it's time to write a book, or it's time to start writing, or even if I'm in the midst of writing a book, I just know when it's time to write and when it's time to stop, because I need to go back to the mountaintop and mm-hmm. and get more creative juices. And that's why for me, intuition is definitely something that you can tap into, but it even becomes more pronounced as we are about prayer and meditation and doing things like that. You know, I like the example of, I always give this example of in John 4:4, when Jesus is going to have the interaction with the woman at the well. It says in John 4:4, he had to go through Samaria. And I always think of that as one of the most profound intuitive moments. Jesus had to go through Samaria. Why did he have to go through Samaria? Because he knew something was waiting for him there. He knew that something was on that other side, and there were other ways that he could have got back to where he was going. But in that moment, he had to go through Samaria. And so there are times when we all know those moments when we've had to do something. Mm-hmm. And that having to do something has left us moving in new directions, has taken us in new directions. So one last thing, how would people benefit from buying this movie?
Well, if you think about who should own this DVD,
yes.
I would say if anyone who's ever had a dream that they've given up on, like you mentioned writing a book, maybe you've always wanted to write a book, or you even started on it and you quit, or you wanted to become a golfer, you just wanted to travel. If you've ever had any dream and then something stopped you, this could probably help you figure out what happened with that and revive that dream. Or if you want to see the world become a better place, but you just think, you know, it's horrible, there's nothing I can do. Some people have that belief. It's like, what could you actually do to make the world a better place if you could activate all the power that you have inside? Because really what these tools do is they access the power. They don't give you anything new. They access the power that's already there, and they help you reach your full potential of what's already there.
Yes, and I think that's so important, is that whatever we do, it's not about adding anything to us, because there isn't anything to add. We already have everything we need. It's just learning about and getting aligned with that power that lives within us. It's the promise from Genesis 1 when we were made in the image and likeness of God. And in that moment when it talks about that in Genesis 1, it's really the birth of that great I am that lives within us. And it is that I am that has every creative potential within it. And some were just meant to express in this lifetime, and we have the opportunity to tap into it. So thank you, friends. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Becky, for being on the show today. Thank you, Jeff. This is Reverend Tony Baim, and this is Yes, You Can. And we hope to see you next week on Yes, You Can. And we'll talk to you again. Remember, yes, you can.